Hey friend, welcome back to Fig and Farm at Home. I am so glad you're here. I have a really great question coming in today from Jen, and she is wanting to kind of buck the beige. She's kind of getting tired of the neutral color palette in her home, wanting to play a little bit, but feeling so nervous. Is that you? Can you relate to Jen? If it is, I want to encourage you to stick around, enjoy today's show, and make sure you sign up for Back to Basics Bootcamp, because if you're wanting to get a little bit more color into your world, into your home, into your life, if you're wanting to finally piece together your home's design in a way that looks cohesive, feels cozy, and is one that you just absolutely love, you're going to definitely want to sign up for the Back to Basics Bootcamp happening March 26th, March 27th, live via Zoom at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Now, don't worry. I know some of you are working. Some of you are taking kiddos to school. Some of you just don't have an hour to give in the day during daytime. But if you sign up, I will send you the replay so you can learn all about how you can grow in your design confidence, grow in your decision-making skills, stop feeling so overwhelmed, and most importantly, stop wasting money because you've tried something and it didn't quite work. We're going to give you all the tools to make sure that you understand your design style in this Back to Basics Bootcamp. So join me March 26th, March 27th. You can register by going to bit.ly/figandfarmbootcamp. And the link will be in the show notes. All right, let's answer Jen's question. It's Quick Tip Tuesday. You have questions, I have answers, and I am so glad to be answering them for you today. If you have a question that you want answered on the show, pop into my DMs on Instagram at Fig and Farm. Send me an email at figandfarmathome@gmail.com or join the Facebook group and ask there. bit.ly/design101group. Let's hop to it. Let's answer your question. And if you find value in this, I'm sure someone else will too, so make sure you share with a friend. Jen says, I'm really wanting to go bold in my design, but it feels scary. Any suggestions for navigating or adding more color or playfulness in my home? Help. Oh, Jen, I can almost feel the nervousness in your tone when you wrote that question. And I get it. When you make a choice that feels a little bit bold, it feels a little out of the norm. It feels a little less Target and more Etsy. We're just going to call it like it is. It feels like you're making a stand. It can feel scary. And it feels scary because maybe you're painting the walls. Maybe you're investing money and you don't want to waste money. You don't want to make that mistake. And I totally get it. But you don't have to be an artist in order to embrace the bold or the playful. You don't have to be a kid in order to have a colorful home. You can have a colorful home and still have it feel cohesive and look cozy and all the things. The first hurdle to get over, Jen, quite honestly, is that what if? That question you're asking yourself, the thing that is holding you back, the thing that is making you feel a little bit stuck. And so the very first thing I want you to think about is, why are you not making that decision? Why are you not taking that leap and that step forward? Do you not have the support of your partner? Do you not have the resources to go as big as you want to? Do you feel like you might get judged when your mother-in-law comes over and sees what you've done? Do you feel like you don't have the skill set to do the painting yourself? What is it? And when you can sit and answer that question, Jen, and you can answer it honestly, a lot of times you are able to unlock the thing that is holding you back. And for all of you who are listening, who are thinking, oh, color, this doesn't apply to me, but you know what? It does. Because there is something that is holding you back from creating a home that you love. You know, we live in these homes that don't look all the time like the homes we see on Pinterest. They don't look all the time like the homes we see on Instagram. And though those homes are the ones that we might aspire to, that we hope for, we're living in homes that have sometimes old kitchens that need to be remodeled. We're living in homes that have linoleum instead of tile flooring. We're living in homes that have cruddy carpet. But friend, we don't have to wait for the windfall in order to make this a home that we love coming home to. We don't have to do that. When you decide to finally step into creating a home that you love, you unlock a world for yourself and your family that feels approachable, that feels doable, that feels like a breath of fresh air. It really, truly does. The minute I painted my kitchen cabinets white from the honey maple that it was, I felt a weight lift off me. And that might sound dramatic, and you might think, but yeah, Danny, but you're a designer, so you knew what color to paint it. No, I was scared too. I was absolutely terrified, because what if my painting skills weren't good enough? What if I regretted the decision? What if I had to go back and repaint it or resand it and refinish the wood? What if? But you know what happened? Do you know what I said after I painted that and realized, and not just the white cabinets, but the other choices within my home? The changes that I've made, the thought that first comes to mind is not, what if my mother-in-law doesn't like the decision? Or what if this doesn't look like Studio McGee design from Target? The thing that came to my mind was, why on earth didn't I do this sooner? Why was I so stuck, so paralyzed in that fear of what if, that I stayed small? I played small. This home is yours. And even if it's not yours, if it's a rented home, there are things you can do in order to add that temporary change to your space. But friend, if you are stuck in a home that you don't love, that just feels like meh or worse every time you walk into a room, you are doing yourself no favors. Okay, I'm off my soapbox. Jen, let's answer your question, okay? So first, you are very much going to ask yourself that question, what's holding you back? What is holding you back? And I want you to journal about it, take a walk around the block and think about it. I want you to talk to your partner about it. I want you to explore that option and that possibility. And if it is your bank account, let me be very, very clear when I say the changes that you make today don't have to cost a lot. The changes that you make today or tomorrow don't have to mean that you are feeding your family top ramen for the next 5 years because you are choosing to finally paint the walls. There are changes you can make that are small today that will make big impact, colorful impact in your case, whimsical or playful impact in your case. There are changes that you can make, and so let's get started, all right? So the first one, yes, we know it. We're going to think about what's holding us back. But number two, let's get practical. Here we go. I want you to start small. What do I mean by that? I want you to start in a room with a closed door. Yes, here is why. When you have a room that is behind a closed door, not only is it smaller, but it doesn't necessarily compete with the cohesive color palette or the cohesive design you might have going on or you hope to have going on in the rest of your home. When you are able to shut a door, you can kind of do whatever you want. You can create your own little micro design habitat within that room. Now, if you've been around for a while, you know that if you are not in a room, if you are in an open concept area, your living room that flows to your kitchen, to your dining room that flows through the hallways and the stairways, one of the easiest ways you can create a cohesive palette is to choose one foundational wall color. That's the easiest way. And then you add accent colors here and there. We're not going to go into that today because I do go into it in other episodes. But I do want to let you know that once you close the door, you have room to play. And you do not have to choose a color that is outside in your beige or whatever color palette you have in your open concept area. So start small. Start in a bathroom. Start in a playroom. Start somewhere where it would naturally feel like a playful space to be. A kid's room, a playroom, a reading nook. Number two is I want you to choose an inspiration piece. Now, here's a secret. Are you ready, Jen? I want you to go to the fabric store. I do. And I want you to go to Hobby Lobby, Joann's, Michael's, Ben Franklin, wherever you go, go to a fabric store. And I want you to find a bolt of fabric that you love the colors to. I want you to go and I want you to just choose. And trust me here, Jen. You're going to take that and you're going to open up the bolt of fabric. And I want you to look at the selvage edge. And on that edge, you're going to see all of the colors that are listed on the fabric. All of the colors that the designer used in order to piece together that pattern. And that is going to be your inspiration piece. Now, you don't have to do this. You could find an area rug. You could find a piece of art. But a lot of times, the designers behind the fabrics or the designers behind the area rugs, they've done the hard work for you because these are artists and their canvas is just a little different. Their canvas is not their home. Their canvas is not literally a canvas. Their canvas is not going to be on display in the Metropolitan Museum of Art. It's not going to do that, but they know how colors work together and they've done the hard part for you. And specifically on a salvage edge of a bolt of fabric, you're going to see what colors they chose that work well with each other from this inspiration piece of fabric. So find one. Buy just enough of that fabric, Jen, so that you can get all of the colors that are listed on the salvage edge and use that as your jumping off point. If you loved that fabric, we know that those colors work together because the artist who designed it knows how colors work, simply put. Use that then to inform the rest of your design. Use that to choose a wall color. Use that to choose artwork. Use that to choose bedding or an area rug or curtains. Use that as your basis for the colors you bring into your room because you are wanting to move away from beige, cream, ivories, move away from that and have a little bit more fun. The third tip is for you to think about within that room what you want to have as your focal point. A lot of times we talk about walls being a focal point. We might put wallpaper on it. We might put some sort of fun wall texture like board and batten or shiplap or brick or something like that. We might have some sort of wall focal point that is attached to the wall, but it doesn't have to be. Your focal point could be the ceiling. Your focal point, if you're in the bathroom, could be the vanity. Your focal point could be the wallpaper that you're putting up above the board and batten. Your focal point could be the really fun area rug in the middle of your playroom. Where do you want your focal point to be? And allow that to be just as inspirational as the color that you just chose from the fabric store, that color swatch, that we want our eyes to go here. And remember that it doesn't just have to go at eye level. It can go dart anywhere around the room. Number four is it is okay to mix patterns. It is. So if you're in a playroom and you want to have a fun, vibrant, playful playroom for your kiddos to feel inspired and like energy is kind of oozing from the space, it's okay to mix pattern. You might have a couch for your kiddos to sit on so that they can watch their TV shows or snuggle up with some books. You might have curtains hanging on the wall, and those patterns don't necessarily have to be patterns that are benign. They don't have to be stripes, or they don't have to be quatrefoil, or they don't have to be polka dot. They can be playful and bold. Now, here is a very quick tip, Jen, and this is for any of you who are still a little bit of afraid to mix pattern, but you want a little bit of a guideline. When you treat a pattern like a plaid or a stripe or any kind of geometric, when you treat a geometric pattern as a neutral, then all the other patterns play into it. All the other patterns can be combined with a neutral, aka geometric. So if you have a flannel, we'll say, there is no rule that says you can't pair flannel with something that's a little bit more curvy or fluid, like a floral. In fact, how lovely would that be? Because the rigidity that's inside of a geometric pattern is going to kind of anchor the fluidity that is found in a more fluid pattern. So feel free to play. And the easiest way to mix patterns is for you to have some sort of foundational color that is in both. Maybe you have on your flannel pattern, you have a creamy backdrop, but maybe you have the cream just a little bit in the floral of your contrasting patterned pillow. Okay, and then tip number five, Jen, you're going to go back to that mindset piece. You're going to ask yourself, quite literally, what is the worst that can happen? And I do want you to make a list here, Jen. We're not just thinking about it. I do want you to make a list. All of the changes that you want to make, the color you want to bring in, the ceiling that you want to paint, or maybe you want to put wallpaper on the ceiling, the board and batten you want to add in your bathroom, the mirror you want to change or paint, whatever those changes you're wanting to do to add just a little bit more boldness, what is the worst that can happen? Quite literally, write it down. In every change you make, you bring in a really fun, playful area rug, what is the worst that can happen? Okay, it doesn't quite work. Maybe you have to sell it on Facebook Marketplace. Okay, painting the ceiling, and oops, you actually don't really like the pink ceiling. What is the worst that can happen? You might have to repaint it white. And ask yourself, Jen, if those changes, if you had to remediate any of the changes that were the worst case scenario, ask yourself, is that really a big deal? Is that enough of a deal that is going to keep me stuck? And then, Jen, number six, this is just bonus. Come into the Facebook group and share with us what it is you're doing, because this sounds like way too much fun. All right, friends, I want nothing but the best for you in your homes. I want you to have homes that they don't have to be perfect, but they should be loved by you. Your homes, if I went into my home right now and looked at my dining room table, yes, I would see a mess because we've got some craft projects going on. We have some mail that hasn't been put away. We have some soccer bags even that need to be put upstairs. But if I look around, if I look at the little detailing that defines my personal design style, if I look at the colors that are complementing my gray walls, because yes, I have gray because I like color actually, and color is infused everywhere within my home. But all that color looks great on a gray background. If I look at all those little details, they make me happy. The homemade artwork, the framed artwork from my kids, the handmade curtains, the handmade table, whatever you're looking at, the things that you bring into your home, the choices that you make, they can be made cohesive when you tie them together, when you first understand your design style. And so again, I invite you to join me March 26th, March 27th for the Back to Basics Bootcamp, where I teach you how to once and for all and finally understand your own unique design aesthetic or design style, whatever you want to call it, so that you can start making bold, confident decisions that are far from frustrating. I want that for you, friend. Join us at bit.ly/figandfarm. Bootcamp. All right, until next time, I'll see you soon. Hey, real quick before you go, if you learned something new or found value in today's podcast, would you head over to iTunes to Fig and Farm at Home and leave a review and subscribe to the show? That would be awesome. And if you'd like to connect with my community of mamas who are learning to be intentional storytellers within their own homes, join us at bit.ly/design101group. There's always more room at the table. See you soon.